1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Republicans entering their second presidential debate as Donald Trump's top rivals try to blunt his momentum.
Tonight it will be Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum on stage. All but Burgum comfortably met the RNC's polling and donor requirements. They will debate in the shadow of the actual Air Force One President Reagan used to fly on and a short walk away from the graves of Ronald and Nancy Reagan. But the big name will be missing again tonight, President Trump choosing not to take part in the debate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Manhattan judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed fraud for years running his business ventures. He's ordered some of Trump's former companies be dissolved from his control. A fire caused by fireworks set off to celebrate a wedding consumed a hall packed with guests in northern Iraq. At least 100 people killed, including the bride and groom. This is ABC News. Anger in Philadelphia after a judge there dismissed the case against a police officer, Mark Dial, involved in a deadly shooting during a traffic stop. The incident caught on surveillance video, but the judge said there was a lack of evidence. Zoraida Garcia, the aunt of the victim, Eddie Irizarry, furious.
How can it be lack of evidence? The evidence is there in your face!
Officer Dial's lawyer saying the cop thought Irizarry was holding a gun. There was no gun, but a knife was found in the car. That ruling setting off protests in Philadelphia, police there also dealing with local looting. More from ABC's Christine Ileto.
Lululemon store, the Foot Locker, we also heard about a Nordstrom Rack. I did speak with Commissioner Stanford. He said that they do not believe that these individuals that were behind the looting are tied to the protests that happened at City Hall, that they were just trying to take advantage of that situation. They are still trying to process all of the people that they have detained, and that is going to take some time.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good Wednesday morning to you, downtown Green Bay.
We are feeling good today.
Really good. What a great week this is, man. Packers on national TV. Right. Tomorrow night, we've got our big Oktoberfest show out on the deck here on Friday morning.
Right.
62 degrees right now.
Talk of the Town's going to be here. Weekend. Did I tell you that Talk of the Town's coming to play? You know, Kevin Van Ness, the...
Yes.
His music. He's also the Packer band, of course.
The Lumberjack band.
Yeah, that is going to be fun. They're on, and of course, Mad Dog and Merrill, and making their little breakfast. So
we're
be
not
great.
Going with their little thing, though.
Whatever. They're kind of like our guests.
No, but I mean, it's like, okay, pigs in a blanket. Or do they want to say Mino and a nighty?
That's what he said. Like, yeah,
I know. How about the mayor?
No. We'll leave
Lieberhosen's.
I'll be wearing that. I think.
I know you will.
Gotta find my hat. I was talking.
You got a hat?
But no, I had
one. You got
one of
those German hats?
I couldn't find it, and I looked, and I don't know where that went. I got to look one more place. But so I thought I would go to the well, now it's like.
Is the German side of you going to really come out? Like, is Donna going to say.
She's not here.
Is Donna going to say, hey, Mayor, do you have your hat? And you'll be like, nine.
Burgermeister.
Nine.
Burgermeister.
Yes.
So, no, I got to call Amazon, which is, you know, they're being sued because they're such the monopoly, you know.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
This is what they've done. It's amazing what they've done, right? Because they didn't exist that long
ago.
Go ahead. No, but they're being sued for, like, I don't know, they didn't really say price fixing, but they got such a handle on that if somebody competes with them, they squish them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sounds like a mob. Sounds like Mateo.
Like your uncle, yeah. Mateo, or your dad's grandpa's brother. Yeah. So anyway, Todd ordered for our
Todd?
Yeah, for our show on Friday, we're going to do...
What did you do, Todd?
No, we're going to be broadcasting from outside.
What did you order, Todd?
He ordered the...
Some equipment, some wires and stuff.
Some stereo equipment so that we can have... And then it came in today and yesterday, and it wasn't the right stuff. But with Amazon, he'll just call and they'll have it here tomorrow.
Really?
You know what I mean? That is a great company, but they do... They have too much control, some people feel.
Okay.
All right. I think a lot of people feel as long as you have the best price.
Yeah.
But if you are stymieing, if you're pushing down competition, that is not.
Well, it's not kind of the American way, though. I mean,
No.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you can't monopolies, oligopolies. We don't really, you know, right? We're capitalists.
I mean, isn't that
free
just
enterprise.
Competition?
Well, free enterprise is fine. Sure, that's competition. But if you... If someone is on your network and because you have a lower price, you don't allow them to have access on like a Google or something, that's not fair competition.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I don't know, Johnny.
You know,
it's not that big of a
Todd,
deal.
You know who this is? This is Mr. Harvard Business School Cup. That's what this is.
I'll bring a different.
You know what? I've got my cup in my car. I got my Arizona State Cup.
Okay, there you go.
And I'm going to bring that in.
All right, so then people.
One that had lots and lots of fun in college and right. one who did not.
But see.
But would it be good, right?
Would it be good, Johnny, if we, if nothing else for show, you have your ASU cup, I'll have my Harvard cup, and when people walk by the window, they'll yeah. think we're smart.
Yes, they will. Well, so. The one thing I'm smart for is ASU. Just all partying and stuff like that. That's the greatest school in America to go to if you want to have fun. Well, it was so much fun. I could have stayed in college for 10 years.
That you may not be here if you'd have been for 10 years.
But I could have stayed in college for 10 years. It was so much
fun. Do they
fun.
Rank, you know how they do that party?
Yeah, they were way high.
But doesn't Madison,
they're always. So imagine Madison, but it's 85 degrees every day.
Right. In February.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
You can't, when I first went there, I mean, you got to remember, I'm this little guy from Nagani.
How'd you end up there?
Long story.
Okay.
And then Mesabi up in northern Minnesota, which is the tundra. You talk about a frozen tundra like you can't believe. And I'll never forget this. You know how sometimes you capsulize something in your mind? I remember walking to my first class. And I never, I lived in a dorm. And it's like I never lived in a dorm before. And everybody rips dorm life. Yeah. Todd, did you live in a dorm?
I never went to university.
Okay. So anyway, Todd, just turn your mic up. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought we had some qualifications. Who's
Todd,
got the resumes?
Todd, you know what? Right, Todd, you could have got it because I think the general public and the people who have been guests would think Todd's smarter than you and me, right?
Nope, not even a question.
Right.
He looks smart.
He does. He looks smart.
He looks smart.
That is true. He looks.
Todd, and he is too. But
Todd, you could have said, no, my academics were so high that I didn't share a dorm room. I got my own because I was one of those people.
I'm not a politician, so I keep things on the.
And he's not a sportscaster, so he doesn't lie on his butt.
Well, you could have got away with it. Okay, I just want to say, Johnny, I thought you went to ASU because isn't that where the Walter Cronkite?
Yeah, now it is.
Okay.
It wasn't then, but now it is.
All right. Yeah. So that's why I thought you
Walter
went there.
Walter Cronkite School
But you went there to get out of Nagani, go where it's 82 degrees and drink. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, I wake up in my dorm and I go downstairs and there's this, the cafeteria. It's like, are you kidding me? And they're like, how do you like your eggs? I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, well, you go over easy. I don't. It's like I couldn't believe it. It's like all this food.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I mean, that's all I ever had my entire life was like cornflakes for breakfast. Every day of my life was cornflakes
and pasties.
And it's like this. And I'm walking to school. I'm walking to class. And there are. It's like. Imagine a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition came to life. And it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It was just like incredible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just, how did this little kid from the far north country end up here? Yeah.
And
so, yes, I would have stayed there for 10 years if I could have.
However, academics,
I didn't pay attention.
That's why you're not there.
I can probably say some of the hottest co-eds in America ignored me.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This pudgy white guy from Nugani, and they ignored
you.
Then.
Oh, yeah. Skinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you back then.
Yeah, I had a big afro.
Yeah, you did. You showed me a picture that one time.
I was not an attractive man.
So ASU, that's where you went for a period of time. And okay, so you remind me
greatest
of a friend of mine.
3 years of my life.
Well, you lasted. That's good.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, a lot of my credits for some reason from Mesabi Junior College didn't transfer. I don't know why.
No, this is not high school. So.
I don't know. I don't know why those volleyball credits didn't transfer.
Anyway, we do have you are the sports guy. I could sure talk about the debate that's coming up tonight, the presidential, but we kind of share away from politics. But hey,
I'll talk about that Brewers game.
I want to hear about
Brewers
that. Right?
Terrible. I went and watched that game last night. You know, I got to be honest. I was thinking of? I was sitting in a nice little bar. Ned Kelly's right down the road.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place.
100 steps away. Because I want to get my steps in.
Yes.
And I was thinking, when I open my place... With me?
Well, that's 102. Because that one day when we calculated it, you had 260.
I had 600.
No.
Oh, 261.
It's 261. So 100, 200. Okay, you're getting there.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, when Ace... Tony O and myself open our little place. I want it to be just like that, like that size.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Cheers.
Yeah, I want it to be that size.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Okay, so are you all in as an investor, yes or no?
I don't know the name yet.
I don't know the name yet. Come up with a name for me, Tony O, and Ace.
Well, if I'm an investor, I'm going to want...
Yeah.
I want to be on that.
Right.
Do you think I just booked Todd, you in? So Ace.
Todd?
I'm not sure.
Can Todd speak? Is that okay? Just because he didn't go to college doesn't mean he can't speak, Jim. Wow, Mr.
You're right.
Harvard. Holy
right.
cow.
I'm not sure I have the deep wallets that the mayor has. You know,
right.
That's my only thing.
Who
well,
does?
I okay.
Have a slush fund or anything like that? Do you have gold bars?
Yeah.
I was funny. Watching
did
that
you,
again.
Boy,
they're coming all over him
now.
Did
you guys see the Wall Street Journal? The Wall Street Journal article?
Yeah. Oh, this morning? Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it on the way here, on the subway.
Anyway, the headline is, how much cash should you have in your house?
Stuffed inside your sport coat?
$480,000 is not the right answer.
Oh, my God.
But they read into the article, and they asked
but
people.
But the gold bars?
Right. There's that guy is, I mean, he's, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
And he's defiant.
He is. He is. Well, he was last time, too, and that was a hung jury, and then the judge let him off. So this would be tough to get out of. That $480,000, he said he keeps it. But they were even talking about people in Florida that have, like, hurricanes, that they should have a reserve of cash, because if the contractor shows up, he'll be more responsive if you have a fistful of cash to fix your stuff. And they said, so if you live in, you know, ATMs could be out, so to have a reserve of cash, maybe a week supply, but they thought like $200 and they just had a range. But I mean, $480,000
but
aligned.
And hidden, the way he had it hidden. Come on.
And some guy was like, what is it, a treasure hunt in his house? Like he had it hidden in different places. Like, you know how you hide stuff? It's like, where was that? So I don't know. Anyway, $480,000, the Wall Street Journal, as you read on the way here this morning, said that was not the, that's a little too much.
Well, you know what he reminds me of? That other guy, who's the guy, Santos? They're so crooked, they're so caught red-handed, but they're so defiant.
They are. And
it's
like,
incredible.
Did you hear what he said?
They remind me of human Miltons. You'd be like, Milton, you're a bad dog. No, I'm not. Milton, you tracked in mutt. No, I didn't. That's how you see them. I see them as human Miltons.
No, they're no. First of all, don't drag my dog. He's listening to this.
I'm sorry. No,
he's. But he is being defiant. And then he also said, "Well, you're kind of picking on a Latino." It's like,
oh,
come
give me a
on.
Break. Don't play that card.
Right. So we're just not getting anything done, right? It's. You know, and the debate tonight is, you know, that Hutchison didn't obviously qualify tonight. So
there's a presidential debate tonight?
Yeah.
Who's left? Because didn't they deep six a couple of the people?
Well, you...
Is the guy from North Dakota out now?
I don't know how he's hanging in there. But
is he really?
So they have different qualifications because they don't want the stage full of, like, Ralph Naders and stuff.
Well, and
so,
the last time it was a joke with people yelling over each other or whatever. Come on, have a
so
little
you
decorum.
Need to have... I think you have to be polling at 3% with 50,000 different donors. Is that? And then the last debate, I think it goes up to 4%. So if you're not polling, which, you know, that governor of Arkansas, he didn't poll, right? So
he didn't even talk that night, hardly. I mean, they just didn't even go to him.
So this is no opening statements tonight. This is just a
Q&A. We've never talked national politics in the
show. I know we're not supposed
to. I'm going to do it one time.
Okay.
I'm going to do it one time. Because I saw some poll numbers like last night. I truly did anything. How is Trump not going to be the next president?
Oh, he's not.
I know you say that, but it's like Biden's numbers are horrific. His own party's telling him,
John,
hey, man, please just step aside.
It's a long
Nobody
in
the
away.
Republican is like really taking a lead. How is he not?
It's a lifetime in politics. You wait.
I mean, something really dramatic has to happen.
And it will.
But I mean, everything is pointing towards like a normal, how do I put it, a normal person, you know, where he wasn't so polarizing.
Yeah.
Everybody'd be like, oh, we got to send a quick break. All right.
All right. We'll hold that for
a
month or so. Not, I'm going to talk to Sage.
We'll get a quick break. All right. Back after this. I'm ready for it.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for isolated showers, lows around 55. Daytime highs approaching 70. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Oh, good music, 1960s. I'll tell you what, Todd might be a high school dropout, but
no, wait a minute.
That's a good man. Music, doesn't
he? Todd, I'm afraid you shouldn't have said what you said.
What did he say?
I didn't go to university, right?
What did he say?
You went to
Rosendale High School?
But
was it Rosendale?
Laconia.
Laconia?
Yeah.
But is that in Rosendale?
It's in Rosendale.
Does Rosendale have a high school, or is Rosendale High School Laconia?
Laconia is in Rosendale. That is the high school.
What does that mean? What's Laconia?
It's part of the Spartans, right? There's something to do with Greece or something like that.
John,
I don't know.
But is it a separate town, Laconia?
No, Laconia is just the name of the school.
Oh, okay. So it's Rosendale High School,
like Minot High School or something
like Two
like
Rivers
that.
Washington High
right,
School.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Johnny, I don't think we should tease him about the university because
I'm not what
he's
am I? I'm
smarter
not...
than both of us. And if he starts saying, I'll prove it to you, then we're going to look dumber.
No, I'm not smarter than both of you.
Oh, yeah, you are.
There's certain things that I know a lot about because I'm a geek in those areas.
Just
because
he has a cooler haircut than us.
Cooler haircut. And
I know something I want to talk to him about.
We have better coffee cups.
Did you say something?
Todd doesn't need to have a Harvard mug.
I know, right? No, there's something I want to talk to you about. Can we talk about something?
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Okay.
Talk.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
What you did this weekend.
I know, but go ahead. Did you
last
do that?
Weekend.
So this past weekend, there was a paranormal conference in Glen Beulah, Wisconsin, of all places. And
where's Glen Beulah?
That is over
by Plymouth.
But that's like by Elkhart Lake.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so there's
I've been part of the state.
I've been to Glen Beulah. No, down in the House of the Rock, which you've never been to. That's a beautiful part of the state, too. Okay,
well, hang on. Ryan, we're going to have you. Have you ever been to the House on the Rock?
Yes.
Yes, I have, actually.
Oh, you have. Hey, Ryan, just be quiet. Get the hell over
Thank you,
there
Ryan.
And be quiet.
Who hasn't?
Wow.
Ryan, one other thing that while we have you here, and Ryan is our upcoming guest. He's going to talk just a great charity, great organization. Anyway, when you go to dinner, and you have dinner at a nice restaurant, do you order the dessert after when they bring out the dessert tray?
I never order the dessert.
Yes! There we go. Yes! Give me the bell, Todd.
Be quiet, Ryan.
Thank you.
How come when I was right, I didn't get the bell, and when Johnny's right, he gets the bell?
You haven't been right a lot, Mr. Mayor. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I want to get back. So Todd, last weekend, went to a paranormal
conference
in Glen Beulah.
Yep. So it's an old school there that's reportedly haunted, and they had a bunch of TV hosts on from paranormal shows on like Discovery Plus and Travel Channel and all that kind of stuff. So I was able to hang out and check out new equipment and all that kind of stuff.
So is there like with some of their quirks? I used to watch that show. I don't think it's on anymore. Is there?
Which one? It was tons of them. Yeah.
Okay, well, one of them that I used to see, they would have something that would judge energy or would read energy or something.
Like a K2 meter or something like that that could pick up EMF. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've got that. The EMF.
Smart guy.
Things. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
What does EMF stand for?
Yes.
Electromagnetic field.
Yeah.
So this would.
Right. Jim didn't know. So I just wanted to.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
High school dropout. Uh-huh. At any rate, no, but there's it's.
Hey, you know what song we have to play for you all the time from now on?
What?
From Greece, Beauty School Dropout.
That does fit.
I'll pass on that one.
Beauty School Dropout.
That does fit because he's a beautiful guy, you know, with his fade haircut. And
does he have the greatest haircut?
He does.
Oh my God.
He
Ryan,
does.
Do you like his hair?
It's way better than mine.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to that. Ryan. Ryan's going to stay around.
It's true. So tell us.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Are you in an association, or can anyone go to that? How does that work?
Anybody can just go, but a lot of people will belong to paranormal groups that actually go out and investigate. I was part of a TV show that's on Amazon Prime that is called Haunted State.
You're on the show?
Yeah, and we investigated locations in the state of Wisconsin. We did a Door County. We did some in Appleton, Madison, Milwaukee. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what did you, find in your investigation through this paranormal?
Well, I will just say this. I'm a skeptic, first of all.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, you got to be, right? Not everything is a ghost. Sometimes it's just a pipe in the wall banging or the wind blowing, you know? So that's part of it. But there's some really, really, really haunted places in Wisconsin.
Would you do that one house I told you about? It's the oldest house in Wisconsin. It's in Howard.
Yeah.
It's right by the quarry.
Yeah, I would do that.
That would be phenomenal.
Yep, I would do that.
Let's do a show from there.
I think it'd be great.
Let's, Todd, you work on that.
Yeah, I'll get all the extension cords I need to. Yeah.
I told you that one buddy of mine, he moved to that house that people said was kind of haunted.
Yeah.
And all night long, he kept hearing those weird noises. Then he realized it was the beer cans exploding in his freezer. His wife put a six-pack in the freezer, and they were exploding.
Johnny's like, that's not paranormal. John walks in, knows what it is right away.
Yeah, that's every day.
Yeah, sounds like a typical case of beer cans exploding in the freezer.
And you know what?
That's tried to cool it down in a hurry, didn't you, sir?
Johnny's like, that's
and you forgot about it, didn't you, sir? Yeah, I did. Yep, seen it before.
2 minutes, that was a PBR can. Yeah, Johnny really knows it.
Absolutely.
That was Schlitz. So.
Well, yeah, anyway. The Hams beer cans are a little lighter than the others.
They'll go first.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. So tell me more. What did you come away from that with?
Well, just there's some really cool new equipment coming out. That's what I walked away with, but it's really expensive. So I've got to save up my money that I'm, you know, all the big money I'm making working for you guys.
Yeah.
And go buy some new equipment this year.
I want to do that.
When's his birthday? Maybe we can.
When's your birthday, Tom?
In February.
So okay.
A couple months, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on, you got to have something hidden from the city that you can.
I'll tell you what.
Don't you have something between the walls?
Have any of you
lined in my suit?
Yeah. Come
on. His sweater vests have pockets
exactly.
Inside. From money.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, what we want to do is we want to put lights on the bridges. What do you think? I got my union buddies here with me. Hey, give me a little something. Give me a little taste. That's what I was like. Give me a little taste. And then, do you ever do that? Ever?
Never.
Never.
All right, let's go. Are we going to
if
break?
If I was a politician, I would.
That's
is that wrong?
That is really wrong.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're back when we got a fun show coming up. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Republicans entering their second presidential debate as Donald Trump's top rivals try to blunt his momentum.
Tonight it will be Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum on stage. All but Burgum comfortably met the RNC's polling and donor requirements. They will debate in the shadow of the actual Air Force One President Reagan used to fly on and a short walk away from the graves of Ronald and Nancy Reagan. But the big name will be missing again tonight, President Trump choosing not to take part in the debate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A Manhattan judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed fraud for years running his business ventures. He's ordered some of Trump's former companies be dissolved from his control. A fire caused by fireworks set off to celebrate a wedding consumed a hall packed with guests in northern Iraq. At least 100 people killed, including the bride and groom. This is ABC News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
2 pairs. Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
That didn't go over there, did it?
No.
You know what I've been drinking vodka with? I'm going to tell you about this new drink I discovered. First, though, Hey, let's talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now is the time to replace your drafty old windows, not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month on patio doors. Pella Windows are rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come out for a free consultation. The plan with them is they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material, size, and everything else. Customers often remark how quickly and unobtrusively they work. You can't even tell someone who's in your home. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. What is APR, Todd?
I forgot.
Okay.
So now he's playing dumb because we made fun of him.
Oh, my God. He's just, you know, he's just like Milton. He's kind of like a human Milton. Isn't he, though?
That's a good looking dog, by the way.
Yes, so he's got a great haircut,
dog. Yes, he does.
And we love Pella Windows.
How much does that cost when your dog gets a haircut?
I think 85.
And then
tip her 10.
How much does yours cost?
15.
Mine's free. I've got a friend who does hair. So
really?
She,
yeah.
Really?
Wow. Look at you.
I need a new friend.
So, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I like I like that look you used to have when you were first married. You had that like Eddie Munster look.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
But then, like,
the little peak thing. I like that.
Man.
No, so I was telling
you. You were starting to talk about what you drank this morning.
No, not this morning.
Okay.
What? No. So, okay, you know, I'm basically the only thing I drink is vodka.
A lot of it. But
no,
yes.
I don't. Why would you say that?
Because I hang with you once in a while.
You don't know that.
Okay. All right.
So, anyway. I didn't have anything.
Notice the silence. Usually, yeah. Is very quick with his comeback. He's like, "Well, Schmidt's right on this one, but I don't have a comeback." So, anyway, go ahead, Johnny.
So, I'm sitting in my little apartment here, okay,
yes,
which I love.
You do.
And I feel like I live in a city. You know what I mean? It's like
this is happening.
This is phenomenal. Love it. But anyway, so I had nothing. I had no mix, no wash, no nothing.
Oh,
okay. So you know what I mixed it with? Protein shake.
What?
And it's really good. It kind of tastes like a Black Russian.
Oh boy!
It really does.
That.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You are. I will say that, Johnny. Isn't that a White Russian?
I think it's
a White Russian,
there's
right?
Both.
You guys.
No, there's both.
No, but if he's using the powder, that's kind of a vanilla powder.
Well, it's not
powder.
It's a pour thing.
No,
it's
but
a protein
is it
shake.
Vanilla?
Johnny. No, it's chocolate. It tastes like chocolate milk.
You're right. Oh, you're right then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are both.
What are they? What?
It's a blind, a black, a white.
Well, yeah, okay.
All kinds of Russians with vodka.
In the Big Lebowski, what does he drink all the time?
Oh, boy. Now you're going back.
Todd, what does he drink in the Big Lebowski?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay. But so is a Black Russian with chocolate milk?
No, you're right. You're right.
I want to say for some reason it's blind.
White
Russian.
White Russian.
It is white.
White Russian.
Okay.
With chocolate milk or no?
No.
I mean, I
used to
don't
drink
know.
White Russians.
No? Coin? No. Chime in.
No.
Coin's like, where in the heck did I just walk in?
I know.
What is going
we're
on?
We're supposed to be talking about Midwest restoration,
absolutely,
but instead we got to figure this John Mino vodka thing out.
Vodka
but
protein shakes. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, you guys, that a White Russian is the vanilla and vodka. That's what I think it is.
I thought it was Bailey's, Kahlua, and vodka.
Tony O, if you're listening, please give us a call.
We have the world's greatest mixologist in the world.
But I know for an absolute fact that it is. You're supposed to make some thirds. Third, like milk or half and half, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's cream more than...
Yeah, yeah. Third vodka and then a third Bailey. Or Kahlua, not Bailey.
Ah, okay.
That's
okay.
A good friend of mine told me that.
Okay.
tell her we said hello.
Oh, these are cool.
I know. They gave us some great gifts. You guys, we've got a very special guest in the house that we'll get to eventually. But
do we have a swag bag for them?
Of course.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We do. Right. They came in bearing gifts. But Midwest Restoration, this is a good company. I've dealt with them when I was in government, when I was mayor. And they... some things happen that aren't always great, and be it a flood, some mold, a fire, and you need a quality company to come in for your restoration. And you guys, you're a relatively new company, right? 2007, 2008 you started?
Yeah, yep. 2008, we're going on, 16-ish years? Do the math for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's we go to Todd for that. So, what?
Really? Going to Todd for that? Jim, let's reconsider this.
But, so... Tell us a little bit about it. what's the main thing that you do? I mean, you're available to people, to businesses, and you're doing a charity thing, which we're going to get to eventually, but I want to learn a little bit more about you two guys.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
let me introduce you guys first. I mean, I get criticized for that all the time. So we have with us Ryan Lampert. Ryan, we talked a little bit earlier, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And then we have, I'm going to get this right, Coin. I know that's your first name, and you're French. Boré?
I don't know what I am. My mom actually forwarded an email a couple weeks ago. They found that wherever you're from, that we're actually part Russian. So
it goes with there.
Oh, okay. That's how he knows how to do a white Russian.
Right. All right. That's right. So anyway, did you the owner? Tell us about your company.
Yeah, I actually founded started the company in 2008. The dumbest business plan in the world. I wasn't treated very well by my previous employer, and got rumbled and just decided to quit and start walking my attorney's office and tell him what we're doing and start an LLC. So
don't think that's a real dumb thing if you think of Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. I think some people leave and they do pretty well. And that happened in the auto industry and real estate. And so congratulations for not
happening
up
here.
With that.
I left Murphy and hooked up with a mayor.
Some people
things are going great.
It doesn't work for everyone.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's a story. Like I said, I have no business degree or accounting or anything like that. I said school of hard knocks and a little bit of work ethic, and this is where we're at.
But how'd you get into a business? Because I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Jim and I were both in real estate, and we've walked into places where pipes have burst and houses have been vacant, and it's overwhelming, the potential mold or the whatever. How did you decide, you know what, instead of walking away from those kind of things, I'm going into those kind of places and take care of them?
That's easy. I've always been a helper. You know, we always in nature want to help people, right? So if we can do that, and before that I was in a sales career that it was rewarding, but you'd go to bed at night wondering, you know, is this something people really need, you know? And We're almost selling them something that it's forcing out. They don't really need to take money out of their pocket and put it in mine. So this career, this industry overall, it's we can legit go there and provide a service that someone absolutely needs. You know, nobody's going to not clean up sewage or water in their basement, or at least I hope they don't, and actually make a living off it and put food on the table. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
And when people need that, they need that. I mean, there's no, you know, it's not, well, I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. That's, like I said, the assets like Ryan, too, it helps out that it's a lifestyle. I've heard somebody say it before. It's a lifestyle more than a job. You know, it's a tough career. The rewards are great for people, but And you're 24/7, you know,
right,
there's absolutely no such thing as putting my phone on do not disturb.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Ryan, how'd you get into this thing? And we were talking earlier in the green room. You do a lot of the restoration, water damage, maybe some mold, some fire damage, but you've also, I mean, I don't go into too much detail because it is 6:41 in the morning, but you've also cleaned up some not so pleasant sites.
Yeah. Well, the team definitely goes into situations that will make you real queasy. It happens, but basically, I had a construction background, and when I met up with Coin, I saw his determination to be a part of the community, do the right thing, and help people out. It's not like you're going to your job every day. It's you're going to do something you want to do. And I primarily meet people at their worst moment on site, and I really do think the thing that separates us is the humility that we bring to the game. When we go to a fire and you see the little kids, you know they're going to be displaced for 8 months to a year, right? It's going to take some time to clean this thing. So some of the little things that make us a little different, right? We grab their little stuffed animals. We'll take them to get cleaned.
Wow.
We'll take a few of their outfits that, you know what, these people have nothing. They're walking out. Let's say it's 10, 11 at night. We find them a place to stay. We get some clothes for them. We give them a little gift card to get back on their feet, and we just go after it. So
let me just, a quick question. Let's say there's a violent, you know, a murder or whatever. The police don't clean that up, right? I mean, it's...
No, they'll actually
after they do their investigation, they just leave, right?
No, they remove everything that's there, but then there is the aftermath of that. And unfortunately, that family needs someone to erase that memory as fast as possible.
Exactly.
It is
and that's what you guys
situation.
Do?
Sure, absolutely.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And I want to get to the charity that you do in this community, and I love the empathy that you bring to the situation. So, yeah, I'm a capitalist, and I think businesses can make or break a community, state, country, but to do charity work, and I teach at TC, and I tell these kids that, look, you know, I mean, this is your business plan, and you got to make profit. But after there's profit, there's got to be some philanthropy in your business plan. You got to start giving back some way, somehow, whether it's money, time. And you guys, I mean, 16 years, that's not a long time to be in business. And look what you're doing in terms of – and let's talk about an event that you have coming up with the Coats. You want somebody want to chime in on that?
Sure. So we were just getting together. The Coats for Kids campaign started at 9:25. So, I mean, it's small, but it's something. And if everyone does something small, it turns out to be a big thing, right? So – we're delivering all the boxes to a lot of the local firehouses here in Green Bay. We got one at City Deck Landing. We got one at the Mark. We have one at the Brown County Builders Association. So we just ask that people, everyone's got these Coats in their basement. They're in bags. They're being shuffled around. These kids, I got three of them myself. They grow every year, right? So unfortunately, I think I bought stock in Coats. But it's just something that it goes from 9:25 to 10:26. And we're really running that in our hashtag Restore Kindness campaign. It's we want to go out there. We want to do the things with kind of no motive and help with some kids. It's real simple.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Quick, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to cut you off finally. It's your show, right?
Been there before.
to I guess sometimes the numbers to. Here, that I think we're actually delivering between, I think it's 220. I know you said small, but for the Coats, but... we have 225 boxes out there somewhere, 225 to 200, wow. 235 between what Green Bay and Nina, I believe. So it's a campaign. I mean, it's small, but it adds up quick. It's a lot of boxes of Coats to wash. So
incredible.
But
so what? But yeah. So somebody in and
do we have one right here?
I think we do.
At the market.
Oh, at the market. Okay.
At the market. So we're on Washington Street in the City Deck Landing, and next to us is a coffee shop and then a market, kind of a high-end grocery store. And there's a box in there. So I want to just get this. So people in their basements or somewhere, they have Coats. Their kids outgrew them. What are we going to do with these Coats? They bring them and drop them off. 225 drop-off sites. That's a lot. Right. I mean, that is a lot.
Incredible.
They ask for gently used or new, right?
I get it.
And if someone's
so you can
given
get spirit, thousands of Coats.
Right.
Yes, yes. Wow. That's the goal.
And then you guys, what you do is you pick, you're responsible for this. You pick them up, and then do you clean them? Or how does that work? Or how does what happens to the Coats?
No, we basically bring them back to the drop spot, and they kind of take it from there.
Right. So you're part of the collection and distribution of these Coats. And in Green Bay here, and we have listeners all along the 41 corridor, but can you just give us some spots? Are they in every fire station along the corridor, like in Menasha and Appleton, Oshkosh?
So we have right now we have a few stations that are – so we have Firehouse 1, we have Firehouse 3 in Green Bay right here, okay? And then we have Greenville – has one in it.
Nice.
Howard Suamico Municipal Building has one in it.
Great.
Suamico Fire Station has one in it.
Okay.
And then when you get into the Nina Menasha area, I'm sorry, I feel on the spot right
that's
now.
That's right.
I tend to forget a little
but
bit.
That's fine. You got a website that people can go to
yes,
and look
absolutely.
This up. So we're going to get that.
And you guys are like almost halfway between Green Bay and Appleton, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it comes to the midway point.
It is.
So, I mean, if somebody saw your big sign out there, could they drop something off at your place?
Oh, always 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to a little bit about more your how people would know that you're there and how to call you. I want to get to your business. I think people get panicked when it comes to mold, cleaning, floods. It's like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? And I want to get to your website. We'll do that after the break. But I want to talk a little bit more about your business, and then I want to talk about employment opportunities too. If there's something going on that
I would like to work for you guys.
Johnny's looking for a job.
But I'm a little squeamish. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
No.
I actually love those.
I'm not going in there.
And
you said a quick break.
And he drinks a little vodka.
Wow! So. Where is this coming from? My God, with a protein shake, it's healthy.
Okay, at that, sorry. So
back
I missed
after
that
this.
Part.
Now
would I
say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, should I
lie? What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for isolated showers. Lows around 55. Daytime highs approaching 70. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. What's that from, Todd?
Well, it's the Munsters, right? You're talking about Eddie Munster, and
Yes. Yesterday we had TV trivia, and we tied, right?
We did tie.
We tied.
No, because you changed the rules. I just want to say that for our guests. No, this happens all the time, and I'm starting to get used to it. It's kind of, but, you know, I have this at home where I can never win an argument, and now I'm here, and I can't win it either. But, so, we were playing trivia, and I was winning, and then Johnny just says, well, this is the last question. So he, like, doubles the points so he could tie.
It's like Jeopardy.
I'm like, okay.
That's fair.
We all
it's
win.
It's like double or nothing.
Play cribbage, and it's the last game, double or nothing.
Right. So we got our guests in the house.
Are you a cribbage player?
Yes.
Okay, we'll play cribbage sometime.
Fun.
Okay. We lead exciting lives.
We do.
I'll bring a protein shake and vodka.
We're just living on the edge.
You know, there's one thing. I actually have some let's call them very important guests flying in tomorrow. We're taking one for dinner out in town here, and I said, I'm like, you know, we actually got invited by, you know, Mino and the Mayor to be on this radio show. I'll have to send you the podcast. They're really astute, really high end guys, like radio show. And
I don't know if I should send
this podcast.
The damn recorder didn't work, fellas. Sorry about that.
Tell you what, if you guys stick around, we can do a show just for you that you can give to your customer.
We'll fake it.
We'll speak in full sentences.
Exactly.
And
we won't talk vodka and protein shakes.
All right, so we're here with. Well, it's starting to sound good, though, Johnny.
It is. You want me to go bake you one?
No. No. I got a board meeting today. All right. So we're talking about Midwest Restoration Company here in our community. Actually, where are you headquartered? Nina?
We're in
41.
You guys did your research.
You've driven past it 1,000 times.
That's
that was the big black building with a big sign that says Midwest Restoration.
That really big one?
I just wanted to test you guys.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're here with Ryan Lambert and Coney Boré.
First of all, it's coin. Okay. What did you say? Cornet? You're trying to make him really French, and he's Russian.
I have been called Kanye before.
Kanye. There you go.
I'm like, the wise before the end.
Hey, Todd, can you take over here for a minute?
Listen, it's way out of control.
I asked Todd one thing. Could he please pronounce his name right?
He did. All right.
Wow.
So these guys, this company here, 16, 17 years in the industry. I think it's a cool story how you started your company by working for a similar company, but feeling like they weren't showing humility at the scene, that they weren't giving the customer service that you thought could be done, and you went off on your own. And I think a lot of companies in this country have started that way because they just felt it could be done better. And when management doesn't listen, it's our opportunity and as capitalists and as a
free enterprise country, we can go and do that. And you've done that. You've done it very successfully. Not only do you have a successful company, but you are doing some charity work too. And you are one of the drop-off sites for the whole Coats for Kids campaign.
You know, I just want to say something too. I remember years ago when I was on radio, a different radio, and I'd see these little kids in that part of town. I'm trying to think which school that is. On like Monroe, house school. And you'd see these little kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, amazingly cold outside, no hats, right. no gloves. And I said, I remember one time I did a thing, just on the air, I said, people, do you have some hats and gloves, can right. drop off at the school? And it's, people don't realize, a lot of these kids, you drive around here on a cold winter morning and see how some of these kids are dressed. Mm-hmm. So what you guys are doing is serious. I mean, this is, you are truly helping kids that need help.
Well, that's the whole goal of it. And you know what? You grew up in this community, and my ex-wife was a teacher for the Green Bay school system. It's right here, guys. It's right in your backyard. It is literally a lot of kids are walking around that recess right now with no gloves, no scarves, exactly. no hats, no coats.
Yeah,
and not the proper coats, I should say. You know what I mean?
And I think what you bring to this through...
Well, people don't realize unless they drive around and these kids are walking to school.
Correct. Right.
And I think some people, they're busy. I mean, it's not their fault. They're just not... They don't see it, and you're bringing attention to this, and I think sometimes we have to look around. You drive to work, and maybe you don't look and see the needs that are out there. And here in Green Bay, it's a great city. We've talked about that multiple times, but it's not without its challenges. And Johnny and I have talked. We've had people on here that are dealing with homeless. We've had people who are dealing with some drugs.
Yep.
And then, but the worst thing that really tugs at your heart more than anything is when kids go.
No question.
If I didn't have three kids at the age groups I have them at, I wouldn't know about the issues. I would never see it, and I would never be sad about it. So, honestly, my children do bring out the best in me, and to see what happens right in our backyard, you know what? Let's all do something about it.
So this campaign is running from 9:25 yesterday.
Restore Kindness campaign.
Yeah, yesterday it started.
Well, yeah, so to keep jumping around here. I know we're probably running out of time, too, but...
We have a tendency to do that.
We
could do that.
We have no rules.
There's no agenda.
Story of our life.
There's no
agenda. I mean, we got a beauty school dropout running the show over there. I mean, we just...
Got a guy that's been drinking vodka and protein this morning.
Exactly.
I did not sleep last night.
You guys are the only normal guys.
Go ahead. Let's go.
So with the Codes for Kids campaign, that's one thing, but to partner that up with another thing, can't think of the word of it, but let's say a campaign that we've partnered up with as a supporting partner of it. It's called a movement. You look up hashtag Restoring Kindness. It was actually founded or started by another one of our competitors in Madison quite a while ago, I think in 2001-ish or not around there. Like I said, they're committed to motivating, encouraging individuals and businesses to join this, like I said, movement, if you want to call it, across the country. And like I said, the job that we do, you know, we view every property loss more than a job, right? So we're going to go in there and how can we restore your property, but also how can we restore your life? You know, so this is if you look on, so we do the stuff like the Quotes for Kids, it's a reason to be good people and do something above and beyond. Like we're trying to inspire like businesses to get out there and do the exact same thing too. So,
you know what I love about this? It's like grassroots. It's like you guys, just a couple of guys who run this company. I mean, not like just a couple, but you know what I mean? It's not like your United Way or what. People can do stuff like this just by doing it.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we obviously don't get paid for it. This is above and beyond, you know.
Exactly.
This is after the night.
And it's genuine. This is right from the heart because you guys simply want to help people.
Get this, Johnny.
I think
this
that's awesome.
He is working with his competitor, and some people think competitors are evil, but the good competitors understand that we're in this thing together. There's enough
make
of both
each other
you
better.
And me. Listen to their mission statement. I got to read this because I teach kids about mission statements and values and all that other stuff. But their mission statement is inspiring companies, which is what we have here, and individuals to live each day with purpose by loving and serving local communities through acts of kindness and expecting nothing in return.
Awesome.
That's charity.
Yeah,
that's awesome, you guys. And you're a good company.
I'll tell you what, there's so many people that we all know and so many businesses that we come in contact with every day that if we just ask each other, hey, what can we do to help out? What's an idea? What's something we can do to make our place better, the place that we live? It's right there, guys. And when you come together, big things happen. So
fantastic.
Expect
wonderful.
Nothing in
this
return.
This is a success
awesome.
Story right here with you guys.
Love you guys.
Phenomenal.
So much.
So drop off your coats. We've got from 9:25 till 10:26. There's 225 locations. Give us your website.
Our website, MidwestRestoration.com.
Okay. Midwest restoration.com. Go to that, and then we can look up and
but
not only look
at that. Also, too, feel free to stop by our office.
You know, awesome. We'll, it's right at 41. You can't miss it.
Yeah, stop by anytime.
Listen to him. Guys, appreciate it very much. Congratulations on a wonderful thing you're doing for the community.
Thank you, guys, for everything you do, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.